Hello. Hello.
You could change your fate.
Would ya?
It's like halala.
Oh my gosh.
They have a crush on Aladdin's father.
I was a freaking dragonfly.
Shut up, no way.
Yeah.
And every last inch of me is covered.
You know, it's true.
That's really gross.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Tie Dye and Gelato. I'm Sienna.
I'm Corey.
I'm Bailey.
And I'm Angela.
We actually just got, well, we didn't just get back. Like, about a month ago, we got back from a trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That was way fun. We went to Maui. We ate so much shaved ice that we all got sick. It was awesome.
You mean
awesome.
Shave ice?
Shave ice.
My
shave
goodness.
Ice. I'm
we did
sorry.
Not get sick.
I'm so Utah.
I didn't get sick.
We ate the appropriate amount of shave ice and we did not get sick.
It was awesome. They put ice cream on the bottom and they had like macadamia nut ice cream that they put on the bottom. It was so good. Mm-hmm. We also spent over $100 each on a meal, which I've never done before, but that was really fun.
Worth it.
Best lobster I've ever had. Yum. Yeah. Mm. Anybody else got any highlights that they want to share?
Swam with some turtles. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Snorkeling was cool, except for when I felt like I was drowning.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say I'm a little disappointed I didn't get to go to the nude beach. Not disappointed in anybody except for myself.
Poor Corey. He was really sad about it. He talked about it a lot.
He didn't realize we were so close at one point, and later he was like, if I had known, I would have walked over there myself.
I would have.
Because we agreed that we were not all going together. It was a one person at a time.
Yeah, one person. Next time.
Yep.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Oh, okay. Great.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time.
Loved it. Cheers.
Anybody have anything else they wanted to share from Hawaii?
The waterfalls were pretty cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. We got to like hike out to these waterfalls and then swim like at the waterfalls and swim under the waterfalls. It was like a dream. It really was. We also went to like this black sand beach that was gorgeous. That was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
I loved the little cave. I went on a little
Corey
adventure
became a
on my
cave
own.
Troll.
Well, and then we all know Corey loves his caves.
Oh yeah, we do.
But in that little cave, Corey went first, and then later I was like, Corey, can you show me the cave? So we went over to the cave, and there was like this little hole in the wall, and like when you like looked into the hole in the wall, like you could see it like fill up with water, and then the water would go away, and Corey was like, I'm going to go through that hole. And so he like sets down his towel and he like shimmies through the hole. And I was like, he's going to drown. But he didn't. He just went through the hole and then came back through the hole. And
it was beautiful on the other side of that hole.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Sienna and I also did a really cool hike where we literally walked in the clouds.
It was so cool because we were hiking above the clouds and then we hiked down into this crater and we hiked into this cloud. Corey and Bailey are making faces because they were on the hike,
we were
too.
On the exact
we also went.
But you guys turned around.
You didn't descend into the clouds. That's
no, we still did.
Saying.
There were still clouds.
Oh, yeah. We were still hiking in the clouds for the rest of the thing.
Well, all of us did a hike, but Angela and I hiked for longer.
Whatever.
Okay?
They definitely did. But they also turned around, so they just turned around a little
later.
Yeah, because
it was an 11-mile hike.
And we felt bad for you.
We weren't going to hike all 11 miles.
We literally knew you were going to yell at us because we made you wake up so early.
I don't remember yelling.
You didn't, but
we would have driven
down the mountain. You just were upset when I told you I packed enough food for one sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time. We were not prepared for 11 miles, though.
Well, we thought it was funny because, like, we thought it was, like, a 2-mile hike, like, in and out. You know, you hike 1 mile and hike 1 mile out. And Angela and I, we were having, like, a great conversation. We were not even paying attention to how far we had been. And so all of a sudden we, like, look behind us and Corey and Bailey are, like, far behind. And Corey's like, guys, he's like, I think we went the wrong way.
We hiked more than 2 miles. I was like, you're lying, Corey. There's no way we've hiked even a mile yet.
Yeah, and so they were like, we're going to turn around. And we were like, cool. And so they turned around. And we kept hiking, we kept hiking, we kept hiking. And I was like, I think we have been more than 2 miles, Angela. So I pulled out the little trail map and I was like, what trail are we on? And we found the trail that we were on and it was like, this popular 11 mile all day hike. We're like, oh, okay. Yeah. It was fun though. It I loved really it.
Cool. That was very at good. The Maui National Park. I don't know how to say
it. It was like the volcano.
It was like Halala.
Oh my gosh. After the guy kicked us out, then we had to sit with the plebeians to watch the sunrise. It's all right. Made for a good time.
It was a good time. That was a really, it was a really fun trip.
Yeah.
It was a really fun trip. I love you guys. You guys are fun to travel with.
It was a good time.
Hearts.
Hearts. All the hearts.
Okay. Well, we're going to do something lighthearted this time. You know, we affirmed each other. We don't need anything serious anymore.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, it started with the sorting hat, so we can go start with what Hogwarts houses we think we're in, and then we'll just kind of like assign each other characters from other genres too.
We're going to sort each other into...
We're going to sort each other into hats.
Into hats?
Into hats. Sorting what kind hats. Of a hat would I be?
You would be...
Dora.
No.
A sombrero.
No, he'd be like, you know the hats that kind of look like a top hat but are rounded on the top?
A bowler
yes.
hat?
Yes. Corey would be a bowler.
Yes, that is what Corey would be.
And mostly from Meet the Robinsons. He is that guy.
Goob? I've been described as Goob before, so. Have you? Yeah.
I just think of him in his, like, child softball uniform sitting on the bed when he's, like, an old man. And that's the image I get of you.
That's okay.
Okay, great.
It's like, that's great.
All right. So, Sienna, I think most of us know what house we're in.
I think so. I'm most obviously a Hufflepuff. I mean, I could see myself maybe as a Gryffindor, but very, very, very much a Hufflepuff through and through, I think.
Great.
That's
I
all.
Say yes.
Yeah.
I think we're all Hufflepuffs.
No, Corey's a Slytherin.
Nope, I actually took the test and I am a Hufflepuff.
Are you really?
Are we all Hufflepuffs? He is the most puffy of the Huffles.
You don't get more Huffle than this puff.
No, okay, that's actually fair. I think we're all Hufflepuffs. And then Corey is
subclass.
Slytherin. Yeah, subclass.
Subclass Slytherin. Yes, you would be subclass Slytherin. I would be subclass Gryffindor, I think. I think you would be, Angela would be subclass.
Ravenclaw.
No, yeah, I'm definitely Gryffindor.
I would say Gryffindor.
I'm definitely, because I've taken the test twice because I have 2 emails, so I can take it twice.
She cheated the system.
And I got Hufflepuff once and Ravenclaw once, but I identify more as a Hufflepuff, so.
Yeah.
You know, I tell that hat where I go.
So you would be sub Ravenclaw.
That's what you said. Oh, you said, did you mean Gryffindor?
I did mean Gryffindor.
Okay,
I thought so. Yeah. I don't know. I've been up for way too long. It's fine.
Bailey, would you say that you have a sub house or are you just purely Hufflepuff?
Sub Gryffindor. Sub Slytherin.
Sure. You could be sub Ravenclaw.
If I had to pick, I would say if you had a sub house, I would say Ravenclaw.
Mm-hmm. Sick. I would agree
with
that.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
But we're all Hufflepuffs.
We're all Hufflepuffs.
So I'm we're good at finding things.
We're loyal.
Have you guys ever taken the Patronus test?
I got something
on there?
Boring.
Yeah, I got something dumb.
Oh, I was like an armadillo.
That's cute.
Yeah. I was a freaking dragonfly.
Shut up, no way.
Yeah.
What were you, Angela?
Maybe like a wolf or something. I don't know.
That's cool.
Dragonfly.
You can get a dragon.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I had? I had the dog that inspired the thing that's like, I would not do it for you. That like long-nosed
dog.
That's the one. I have no idea what it's called, but that's the dog that's my Patronus.
For you.
Yeah.
Kermy.
Yeah,
Kermy, that's what it is.
The one that's, yeah. So anyway, that's my Patronus. And I saw it and I was like, no way. I freaking got that dog out of all the dogs. That's it's funny. Fine. I think an armadillo is cute.
Yeah,
you have leprosy.
I have leprosy? What?
Don't armadillos carry leprosy?
Oh, they can carry leprosy.
You have leprosy!
Leprosy!
You are leprosy!
So just, you know that your Patronus carries leprosy.
Okay.
Goody you for sicko. Me.
Fascinating.
You sicko.
At least we're
let
not a dragonfly.
Fall from my frame.
Okay, well, glad we have that settled.
Yeah, okay.
Any other Harry Potter related things?
Which marauder do you want to be?
What's
I don't know what that who? Is.
From the Marauders
it's
map?
It's Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot. Oh.
Good yep, job. I never read the books.
Oh, never mind. Moving you, on.
Never mind.
I would be Lupin, I think.
You would be Lupin.
Yeah, I'd be Lupin. I'd be the responsible one.
Yeah, the,
probably.
That also the turns one that, into a werewolf.
Who also turns into a werewolf and
spoiler
tries to
alert,
kill
Corey.
I've seen the movie.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Corey would be, what's the rat one?
Wormtail.
Ratas. I'd be freaking Wormtail.
I don't know.
What?
No. I don't know. Who do you want to be?
I don't know them, so.
No.
You know.
It's.
Any would work.
It's. What are their names?
Oh.
James?
The one, the rat?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Oh my god. And then I think Bailey would be James and I would be,
Sirius.
Snape?
Probably.
No, Snape's Sirius not one of them. Sirius Snape.
Black.
Snivellus.
Snivellus.
If you, okay, I have a question. If you were to be any of the books.
Any like, of the books.
Like if you
still
if you
read
were
them.
To, oh yeah.
Okay. Bailey's in the middle
any
of the books,
I'm in
so.
The middle of the, of reading the seventh one and it's so good. Okay, well, we can do like, you know the plot because of the movies though.
I guess so.
Maybe I won't ask this question.
All right, maybe we should just move
let's
on.
Let's just move on. Move on from Harry Potter, otherwise I'll get stuck on it yeah. for forever.
Let's move to Disney, because we can get stuck on that forever, too.
Okay, great.
Yay.
What Disney princess do you think you are?
Do I think I am?
Or
everybody else should classify.
Oh, we should tell you what Disney princess you are?
Yeah.
Bailey.
Tell me.
I would say Bailey is Rapunzel.
I was just thinking
yeah.
that.
Yeah, agreed.
Yes. Yeah, you're definitely
you're
Rapunzel.
Very capable and can get all your chores done in 15 minutes.
You're also super fun.
Super unrealistic.
And super attractive.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Who can get all those chores done in 15 minutes? No one.
And I end up with a mighty fine man, so.
Hot attack, hot attack.
Exactly. Exactly, right. Mr. Eugene.
I'll take it. All right, great.
Great. Corey, what Disney princess are you?
I thought we were telling each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
What Disney princess do we think Corey is?
Oh. Choose wisely.
I'm like trying to think of...
None. I'm a boy.
Would you rather be... Do you want to be a Disney prince?
Oh, they're so boring.
No, they're
give
all
me a princess.
So boring. Yeah, I know.
Gosh.
Can...
Princess Leia.
Can I have a hint? No, I'm just kidding.
Wait. I have somebody, but I don't know if she counts as a Disney
Let's hear
princess.
It. What is it?
What's her name? Vanellope von Schweet?
Oh, Corey is Vanellope.
She does.
And she is a Disney princess.
She is a princess.
And she's from Disney.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole movie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in the second movie.
It's in the second record.
Okay,
Elf.
Well, that's who you are.
Freak. Vanellope.
Not even a classic.
Oh, well, shoot.
We don't even find out till the second movie, and that wasn't that good.
No, we find out that she's a princess in the first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, she's like, you know, like...
sassy and...
She's fun.
Builds her own cars.
Yeah, messed
I don't
up.
Know what that
but, like,
glitched,
also, like...
You know, broken. Has lots of problems.
Oh, my God. No. What is this episode?
I was going to say... I was gonna say, you know, like maybe I was gonna say, you know, maybe a little crusty around the edges, but too hard on the inside.
Fair enough.
Oh my god.
Fair enough.
No. She's great. I feel like that she matches your energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. She's like one of the best characters
she
ever.
Really is.
Do you wanna be classified as a
classic
Disney princess?
Because they don't do much either.
The only other Disney princess that I could see you as is Merida.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll take the first one. I choose curtain A.
Great.
If you could change your fate,
would ya?
No.
Okay, well, then you're not Merida.
So, no, I'm Penelope. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Sienna.
The first one that came to my mind was Belle.
Yeah.
I honestly did think that. There's a little bit of I guess she's technically not a Disney princess.
Ooh.
Megara from
Oh, her I would take it. Megara. Oh. So fast.
Yeah. I mean, she marries a demigod.
Which is royalty. Actually,
no, he's a full god in the movie because it's also Hera and Zeus. He just chooses to give up his immortality for her.
Mm-hmm. He's so also what you're saying son is of the king of the gods.
It's true. So,
wouldn't that make her a princess?
Yeah.
Since he's like the prince, his dad's king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would take Megara. I would also love Belle. Belle has always been my personal favorite Disney princess, and I think the one that I have identified the most with.
I think you are more Belle. There's just certain times that I see Megara.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Angela. Backstabbing.
And I'm Hades with blue hair. I'm just
kidding. Well, I wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
Sold your soul to the devil.
No, I am the devil. Oh, Sienna what? Just sold her soul to me.
Oh, okay. Wow. Angela.
I could see you as Elsa.
Elsa?
Elsa. I mean, like, yeah. I could see you as Elsa, or I could see you as...
You'd be a pretty sick Elsa.
I could also see you as Merida.
Okay, no, not that type of sick.
That's interesting, because I've always been like, Elsa's definitely cooler, and everyone likes Elsa more, but I see myself more as Anna.
Or like, Tiana.
I would just say that Anna is like a little, bit airheaded. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. kind of her head is up in the clouds, and I don't think that your head is up in the clouds. I think that your personality is similar, you know? You have kind of like that fun, bubbly personality, you know, energetic. I can see that similarity.
What about,
I think that you would be a mix between Anna and Elsa.
Jasmine.
Actually. I thought about Jasmine.
No. She's so boring.
No, what? She's not.
I am not a prize to be won.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say that.
Though. Have you seen the other two movies?
I've said that.
Have you seen the other two movies?
Yeah, and all I remember is that the third one's super good because Bailey knows what I'm going to say.
We've talked about this before. Yeah. We all know why the third movie's really good.
Is it
good.
Because of the dad?
Yeah.
Yes. It is. They have a crush on Aladdin's father.
I don't even know what his name is.
Nope.
The Hakim? King of Thieves.
Hakim? I think that's what his name
Bert,
is.
Bert, the King of Thieves.
Alfred, the King of the Thieves.
Okay.
Well, we need to figure this out. Who are you then?
A mix between Anna and Elsa.
I could also see Tiana. You said Tiana. I could see Tiana as well.
How about Briar Rose?
You're all the like.
I don't know why it says that in here.
I just dance with strangers in the woods.
Yes.
No, you're definitely not Briar. What was her
Rose?
Name?
Rose.
Briar Rose.
Who is that?
That's Aurora's
Sleeping Beauty.
So she's Aurora's like peasant name for when she's no longer a princess and the fairies take her into the woods. Then they call her Briar Rose.
I haven't seen that in so long. What about Tiana?
We just talked about that.
What about Tiana then?
I mean, yeah.
I could see you as Tiana.
Are you just saying that because she's a chef?
Oh, yeah. Actually, forgot all about that.
Literally forgot about that. I was saying that because she's like a very independent, hard worker.
And she cooks.
Or Ariel because she just has like so much curiosity. Like, and she just wants to travel.
She's so dumb.
And she kisses
she
frogs.
She is not.
So basically what we're learning is that Angela is a mix of all the princesses.
Oh.
Like Pocahontas?
Nee.
No, but she's freaking awesome.
Mulan.
I would be Mulan. Technically not a princess, but...
Yeah, don't ever say that again.
She's the best of all of them, even
She's
though.
A queen.
Ooh, T.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyway,
cool. Since
great.
We all know...
What's next on our Disney list?
What Disney sort. Sidekick are you?
Like, what type... Like, are we talking
Animal
like,
sidekick.
Like, Mushu. Okay,
like, oh, yes. Corey.
For Corey.
Corey is Mushu.
For sure.
He's my favorite, so
he
I'm
is
glad.
So okay. funny.
I actually quote him all the time. You know when he's like hitting the great stone dragon, he's like, hello, hello. Every time I say hello, I'm quoting him and nobody ever
That's amazing.
Nobody ever knows.
I think Sienna's Max.
I will so happily be Max. Are you kidding? Yes,
oh my gosh,
I am Max.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Max from what?
Tangled,
from
the
Tangled.
Horse.
The horse.
Oh, okay. I'd say, yeah, okay.
Is yeah. this also yeah. kind of putting Angela in a box because of Lumiere?
Just because I've been to France?
Maybe.
I can no, also just, see you as Lumiere, like actually.
I thought that Angela was Kronk.
Are you not? Or like Pumbaa.
When I was a young warthog.
I mean, sure. Yeah. First of all, Kronk is not an animal sidekick.
It says that on this list, I'm sorry.
No,
sometimes he okay. seems like an animal.
See, what? I've always thought I was a combination of a Scuttle and Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. I think Sebastian works.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right, Bailey.
Bailey.
I told you that's about all I have to offer. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's true. Mm-hmm, I agree. Bailey is looking at my phone.
I have my Google app because I can't remember anything.
We need like a slightly nicer version of Pascal.
I was thinking of Pascal. That's who I was thinking of.
I'll take Pascal.
I would say Pascal.
Yeah.
Pascal's nice. I'm just the entire cast of Tangled.
Yeah, the whole cast. Yeah.
The whole cast.
Oh, you also could be.
No, I'm Max. I'm Max.
She also could be like the really nice supportive friend part of Flounder and then the rest of Pascal.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mixture between.
What about Jacques?
Jacques?
Yeah.
From.
Jacques is from Incredibles.
You're right.
No, it's just Jacques. And then there's Jacques. Gus.
Oh, I'm stupid.
No, that's
I'm combining.
I would be Jacques. Bailey would be Gus. Gus.
You're right.
Yeah.
Carrying the vague thing of. Who did you say you were?
Jacques. Jacques the like more like take charge one. Like we're making this dress for Cinderella.
Yes, I am the one that carries the big stack of corn and tries to.
Also, because we were talking about Aladdin 3, Cinderella 3, the movie slaps, and that's where Jacques and Gus Gus are the best characters.
A twist of time, whatever it's called?
Twist, yeah, something.
Great.
So good.
Super good. Anyway, if you haven't seen it,
go watch it.
You too, because you look really confused.
Never seen it.
It's literally where they go back and the stepmother gets the fairy godmother's wand and turns everything
back
in time and makes everything just kind of...
chaotic.
Yeah.
But there's a really great musical number by the mice.
Yes. And the ending scene?
So good.
Anyway. Okay, what's next on our list?
Now Disney villains.
Ursula.
Okay, we already
what Google says.
I think Corey's Scar.
Agreed.
Whoa.
I could see that. Yeah, Corey's Scar. Angela's Hades.
Mm-hmm. I want to be Cruella DeVille.
No.
You want to kill puppies and turn them into coats?
That's why I want to be her.
I think Bailey would be Mother
Gaston.
Oh,
you really are everybody. In
I think you are. I think Tangled. You just are Tangled.
Great.
That's
just my personality. Is that Disney
I think
movie.
Sienna's Gaston.
Just kidding. Oh my gosh.
I'd be Gaston.
You're Belle and Gaston?
Yes.
Only if I can be your LeFou.
Please.
Great. We're just casting all of these shows with us in it.
Sienna as Gaston would be, I would pay to see that.
Dude, I'd have so much fun. Are you
and every last inch of me's covered.
You know, it's true.
That's really gross.
Oh, man.
Wait, what did we decide Corey was?
The I queen from Snow White.
Oh. Who turns into an old lady to get
Morgan a sent me this meme of her walking down the stairs and, like, flourishing her cape. And it's like, when you go get the laundry, and she's like, this looks like you. I'll have to show you guys, because when I saw it, I was like, oh, my gosh, why do I think that looks like me?
Oh, my gosh.
I think Corey could also be the evil stepmother in Enchanted. Narcissa, I think is her name.
Oh, that is her name. Narcissa.
What a good movie. Can we just talk for a second about how good that movie is?
No. We only have 4 minutes.
Also, I am about to melt into an absolute puddle. This room is probably like 85 degrees right now.
So toasty.
I'm so hot.
I think this is the first time we've recorded in like summer.
Yeah.
Summer.
Oh, speaking of which... What High School Musical character would you be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember that time I assigned everyone High School Musical characters?
You did do that, so you're going to have to do that again because I am not familiar enough.
Sienna,
I don't.
Okay, never mind. Then we shouldn't do that. What, like, I was going to say, like, what post-apocalyptic, like, world would you live in? So, like, The Hunger Games, Maze Runner, The Selection.
The Walking Dead. Just kidding.
I would, what?
That would be too scary for me.
Oh, I found my PowerPoint. Bailey was Chad because she literally the day that I made this, she told me that she didn't dance. And so I was like, this is why Bailey's Chad. And then Sienna,
I love that that's
Ryan.
The only reason.
I don't know who that is, but cool.
It makes sense.
That's Sharpay's brother.
Brother. The cool one.
Oh. With the little, doesn't Sharpay's he wear a little cool. beret or something?
Yeah.
He wears a
tweed cap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Corey is the druggy kid who plays the cello.
I play the cello.
What is it?
My
cool, a saw? No, dude, it's like a giant violin.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
What?
And then I'm a Zeke who is just wants to make the perfect creme brulee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easy. Good.
Easy and done.
Easy and done.
Well, I think that's about all the time that we have. Thank you for listening. We have a lot of fun, and we hope that all of you have fun. All of you three people have fun listening to us. So tell your friends. Tell your mom. We would love for everyone to listen.
Or don't tell your mom. That's okay, too.
Sort yourselves into houses.
Sometimes Disney princesses. I think our listeners are our moms, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Hi, mom. I love you.
Hi, mom.
My mom doesn't know about this.
Okay. No, my mom doesn't listen.
It's just Sienna and my mom. Listen.
It's
great. Make my sisters do.
Right.
Cheers.
Well, thank you, and this is us signing off.
Thank you, and good night.
Goodbye. Thank you for joining us on the Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.